Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of real-life sass. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, 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 but never seem to get anything back? Like you're running on fumes while others are sipping lattes on the beach. Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into setting boundaries, not those annoying no-entry signs, but healthy guidelines that create stronger, happier relationships. Think of it like this. Boundaries aren't about being selfish, they're about self-respect. They're the invisible fences that protect your energy and emotional well-being, allowing you to show up as your best self in every interaction. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, boundaries sound so formal and, well, boring. But trust me, this is anything but. We're going to make it super practical, relatable, and even a little bit fun. So, buckle up, my friends, because here are 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to boundaries and relationships. 1. Recognize your needs. Seriously, before you can set any boundaries, you gotta know what's important to you. It's like figuring out your favorite pizza toppings without knowing your preferences. You're just ordering random stuff hoping for the best. Ask yourself, what drains you? What makes you feel valued and respected? What are your non-negotiables in a relationship? Write it down, journal about it, whatever works. 2. Communicate clearly. This is where things get real. Big hints and passive-aggressive sighs don't cut it when it comes to boundaries. Be direct, assertive, and use I statements to express your needs. For example, instead of saying you always interrupt me, try I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please let each other finish our thoughts? See the difference? It's all about taking ownership of your experience and communicating it respectfully. 3. Practice saying no. This is a superpower, my friends. Learning to say no without guilt or apology is crucial for protecting your time and energy. Remember, saying yes to everything is like trying to juggle flaming chainsaws. Eventually, something's gotta give. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation, they're an ongoing process. Consistency is key. If you let someone cross your boundaries once, they'll likely try again. Stand your ground, reinforce your limits, and don't be afraid to reiterate your needs. 5. Don't expect perfection. Boundaries are a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, misunderstandings, and moments where you feel like giving up. But keep going. Remember why you set these boundaries in the first place and celebrate your progress along the way. Ever been in that situation where you agreed to help a friend with a project, only to realize you're drowning in deadlines and feeling burned out? You're not alone. Many of us struggle with saying no, especially when we value relationships and don't want to disappoint others. That's why setting boundaries around our time and energy is so crucial. Imagine this. You have a friend who consistently asks you for favors, often at the last minute. You feel pressured to say yes because you don't want to seem unsupportive. However, you're already stretched thin with work and personal commitments. This constant yes starts taking a toll on your well-being. That's where boundaries come in. Instead of defaulting to I'll do it, try saying something like, hey, I really wish I could help out right now, but I'm swamped with deadlines this week. Can we chat next week and see if there's something I can contribute then? By communicating your limitations clearly and offering an alternative solution, you show your friend that you care while also protecting your own time. Remember, a true friend will respect your boundaries. So, what did we learn today? Boundaries aren't about building walls, they're about creating healthy spaces for authentic connections. Recognize your needs, communicate clearly, practice saying no, be consistent, and remember that this is an ongoing journey. Now go out there and rock those boundaries like the awesome people you are. Remember to share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting wisdom, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for your insights and stories. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.